Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming man found guilty of assaulting officers during January 6 riot. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A federal judge convicted Douglas Harrington, a 69-year-old man from western Wyoming, for assaulting law enforcement officers with a flagpole during the January 6, 2021 U.S. Capitol riot. Harrington was found guilty of two felonies, assaulting an officer and civil disorder, and five misdemeanors, including disorderly conduct and engaging in violence on Capitol grounds. Wildfile reported U.S. District Chief Judge James E. Bousberg delivered the verdict after a three-day bench trial in Washington, D.C. Harrington waived his right to a jury trial and is scheduled to be sentenced on November 5th. His conviction coincides with former President Donald Trump's comments about potentially pardoning those convicted for their actions on January 6th. Harrington from Bedford, Wyoming, traveled to D.C. for a rally to support Donald Trump, who was contesting the 2020 presidential election results. Video evidence showed Harrington attacking officers with a flagpole on the Capitol's Upper West Terrace. Despite wearing a respirator mask and military-style backpack, he was identified through tips and FBI investigations, including messages from his iCloud account expressing intent to obstruct the election. Harrington was arrested in August 2021 and released on a personal recognizance bond. Governor Gordon awards $9.6 million to strengthen Wyoming's workforce. Governor Mark Gordon has awarded $9.63 million through the Wyoming Innovation Partnership to 27 programs aimed at strengthening Wyoming's workforce. According to a press release from the governor's office, these programs, located in community colleges, the University of Wyoming, the Wyoming Department of Education, and the Department of Workforce Services, target nine key industries, including energy, agriculture, and software development. The funding supports the third phase of WIP, which focuses on developing program resilience and sustainability. Governor Gordon emphasized the importance of preparing students for fields such as precision agriculture, advanced manufacturing, and power line technology. Among the funded programs, a new nuclear technology program at Western Wyoming Community College was highlighted as critical for the future. WIP has so far supported 52 programs across various educational and governmental institutions. The $15 million in sustainability funds approved by the Wyoming legislature ensures these programs can continue independently once the funding ends. Over the past 3 years, the legislature has invested $70 million in WIP to enhance workforce resiliency. WIP is a collaborative effort to align education and workforce development, supporting innovation, entrepreneurship, and research to drive Wyoming's economy. The partnership aims to foster economic growth, diversification, and a skilled workforce by integrating community goals with the state's economic strategy. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shalane.